totally different for several obvious reasons. Archery and rifle hunters basically have opposite goals when it comes to techniques and setting up for elk. Elk calling can be very effective during the rifle season, especially all in October. But as you will read time and time again in the content to come, our goal for a bow hunter is to find a tight setup, to use terrain and thick cover that keeps a bow hunter from actually seeing the elk that is a long way off, forcing that bull within a bow hunter's shooting range in order to see the other elk that's making the calls. That tight setup is critical. But we want just the opposite for the rifle hunter. The more open the terrain or timber, the better. Where we never want a bow hunter to set up on a high point edge of a park calling a bull replying on the other side, that is exactly what we would want a rifle hunter to do. When a bull is called out into a park from the other side, he will show himself and stop, wanting the other bull or cow to then show themselves. Man, this is a horrible situation for a bow hunter, but for a rifle hunter, this is a prime time situation. A bow hunter hunts and works to get a shot within the heavy timber where optics, they're just not needed. The thicker, the better. A rifle hunter hunts with optics, which are critical to the hunt, from high points and makes plays on a targeted bull to have a shot in the open. The more open, the better. Again, what we're looking at is two different weapons and in many ways, two different total mentalities. So, with that said, we will separate the two and detail each for the training. However, I highly recommend for you to go through each of the content areas. There is something to learn from each of the goals and thought processes. And when it comes to hunting skill sets, the more you know, your capabilities and thought processing and unique situations will grow as well. We always want you to be that elk hunter.